Schwab from 13 to the 25 May. And you can go up on a Friday afternoon, trains like at 3:15 or 4:40 or 6:15. Come back on a Sunday afternoon and take in all the spring activities
Ottawa. Got to take Via Rail. And, of course, speaking of tulips, and we won't mention pianos or organs at the moment, but there is the party tonight for all of those of Dutch heritage, including myself, at the Holiday Inn in Côte-de-Liesse, and it's the Queen's birthday. Actually, it's the actual Queen's birthday is in January. That's Beatrix. Juliana's was April the 30th, but they celebrate, they've declared it Queen's Day in Holland on the 30th. So this Saturday we're celebrating it, those of us of Dutch, and the Dutch love to party.
Oh, you're a good example of that, yes.
Well, every year we get down there and there is dancing like you wouldn't believe. You get people that look rather, you know, conservative and stodgy during their day jobs. Man, can they ever let go and party. So it's going to be an awful lot of fun tonight at the Holiday Inn Côte-de-Liesse. So the Dutch Queen's birthday. Those of you Dutch heritage, happy birthday to the Queen today.
And if they're out in Ottawa talking about party, we went to Gilbo Music Hall. That's in the Byward Market area, which is a nice area to walk around day or night. And you have a all-you-can-eat buffet. And then they put on a four-hour cabaret-style show where the waiters and waitresses go up periodically and sing a song. It's continuous entertainment from around 8:15 to past midnight. And people are coming and going. Some people come for the buffet and stay the whole night. Others come in after dinner and just have drinks. So you can come in and out as you go in the Byward Market area, Gilbo Music Hall, and taking a very very active show music of the 50s, 60s, and 70s.
They're really improving things in Ottawa, first of all, for entertainment and overall a lot of fun things, different places and districts.
In the good location to stay, or stayed at the Canadian Pacific Chateau Laurier Hotel, and everything really centers around that property. You're within walking distance, 10, 15 minutes of everything there is to see and do in downtown. Also headed over to the Canadian Museum of Civilization over in Hull. Really interesting. They're roving exhibits because, as I mentioned, people say, oh, I went to a museum when I was in school and don't have to go again. But there was a whole exhibit on Martin Frobisher's explorations in the Arctic, which was totally new. And Inuit art was a roving exhibit as well. So there's always something new and interesting at the Museum of Civilization.
And all this time we thought Martin Frobisher was the guy who owned the franchise for the Hudson's Bay Company in Dorval.
Right.
Frobisher's Bay.
Yes. No, that was not it. You know, some people had to take an extra lesson in history. You know, those people were sleeping during the history lesson.
Steve, if they wanted to go see the Tulip Festival, because the Tulip Festival came about through another connection with Holland, and that's because Canada harbored Queen Juliana of the Netherlands here during the Second World War. And as a thank you, Holland sends over tulip bulbs every year to Ottawa. And, I mean, it's just a gorgeous display. Where would they go to see that?
Well, there's all along the parkways, along the Rideau Canal, right down to Dow's Lake, and along most of the lands of the National Capital Commission, right out towards Britannia Beach and along the Ottawa River. There are numerous areas in town where the National Capital Commission has designated for planting of tulips.
That's going to be a beautiful sight to see. And myself, I've even checked out the tulips in my own yard. I put dormant oil on all my trees. I listen to the shows in the morning here at CIQC.
And at least some of that is rubbing off. You're remembering some of the information.
Yes, yes. Actually, the dormant oil may be rubbing off. I'm getting a little itchy here. But
the number to call for tourism information in Ottawa for not just the Tulip Festival, but all of the events taking place in the spring and summer is 1-800-465-1867 on the internet website, www.tourottawa.org.
That ought to be a lot of fun, Steve. And later on today, I feel like eating some pizza for lunch, eh, Steve?
Yeah, we're going to have some pizza. I think today's a good day for pizza.
Yeah, you know what? A couple of years ago, we loved Pizza Danini Pizza. They're a good sponsor of ours and whatnot. And we ordered a pizza on the air. I think we have to indoctrinate Peter, because Chad had pizza. Pete's got to have pizza. What do you think? Are you for that idea, Pete?
I'm very for that idea.
I think he's
I think we will go for that idea. And talking about everything going on as well, this is the last weekend to vote in the Montreal Mirror Best in Montreal.
The Best in Montreal Best Radio Show, of course, Travel World, and the Best Best Masseur, Chad the Engineer. We've got to do that. And in honor of that, one of our lead-out songs is going to be A Whole Lot of Chad. This is our third break. Lead out will be that. We have three parodies on for you today during the commercials to kind of thank you for listening to our sponsors, because they're important. They put us on the air here. And one of them is a yogurt parody. The next one was going to be Peking. And the next one will be Lust for Ratings. At any rate, enjoy during the commercial breaks.
And talking about enjoying as well, you can enjoy a great flight to points in Quebec if you're traveling for business or leisure. Air Montreal is just-in-time travel. Depart from their own VIP terminal building on Ryan Avenue in Dorval, where parking is free, no airport improvement fee to pay. You call today, fly tomorrow. No need to reserve 2 weeks in advance. No need to stay a Saturday night. Air Montreal is consistently 50% less than other carriers on the same route. Air Montreal, you can give them a call at 631-2111 or reserve online at www.airmontreal.com.
And just before the break, our guest coming up is Kate Z, speaking with us about handicap travel and whatnot. And there's another connection to auto, because my best friend in all the world, the name Jeff Allguire, is a quadriplegic living in the Nepean area, but he is very active. He's actually on the board of advisors for OC Transpo on how they handle their
paratranspo service. Yes,
paratranspo and enabled services. So one day I want to get Jeff on the air, because man, he's really interesting to talk to about this sort of thing. So I've been looking forward to this topic for a while. Pete, let's roll it.
Travel World will continue. Another holiday. I think you're dead.
DIQC Montreal.
Hello from Bois-Martineau, and a good morning to you. I'm Lita Polson, 6700 Jean-Talouis. That's where I am in St. Leonard. That's where you should be, too, especially if you're out and about already or just getting ready to go out. It's the corner of Langelier, 6700 Jean-Talouis and St. Leonard. And drop by until 5 o'clock today. We are celebrating their 39th anniversary sale. Continues with real rebates. Over 50 dining room set models to choose from, starting at just $329. Promotion this weekend, $50 instant rebate. A dining room set in melamine with white ash finish, 36 by 48 inch table with a 12 inch leaf, four chairs upholstered in quality fabric for $369, including the free delivery, of course. And that's within 200 kilometers. It's done by the experts. You can take advantage, too, of the warehousing service we have here at Bois-Martineau. You buy your furniture, your household appliances, your electronics today. We warehouse them for you at 1 year at no extra charge. And don't forget, also, we haul away your old mattress free of charge. So drop by. There's a 50% mattress sale going on here on Serta. Check everything out here at Bois-Martineau for your home, 6700 Jean-Talouis in St. Leonard.
Don't forget your best friends when you go on vacation. Call Lanjo Kennels in Dorval today, 631-8704. West Islanders have trusted Lanjos with their pets since 1970. With an animal hospital right on the premises, pet owners can relax knowing that a veterinarian is not just on call, he's on site. And your pet will delight in Lanjo's choice of diets and experience care just like at home. Plus, each dog enjoys the freedom of his own indoor and outdoor run. Your pet deserves the very best. Lanjo's Country Setting Kennels in Dorval, 631-8704.
Another holiday.
Make the most of the universe in Laval. Cafe Universe Resto Bar. There to enjoy 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Right there at 3453 Saint Martin West, corner of Chamonix Boulevard. Cafe Universe is more than a restaurant, more than a bar. It's a great place for a full meal from early breakfast to late dinner. For a middle of the night snack or a drink with the gang, anytime. Incredible desserts, by the way. Make your destination Cafe Universe, 3453 Saint Martin West, Chamonix Boulevard in Laval. Definitely in.
When people see them, do they go, "Hi, my name is Peter Goldberg, owner of Bouclair, and until tomorrow, we pay all taxes on everything in store." Yes, all taxes. If your windows are naked and bare, shop Bouclair. Visit us at Bouclair.com.
Planning a road trip this summer? Then have a look at the special Vacations Next Door travel section in today's Gazette. You'll find some great destinations, and they're all within driving distance of Montreal. And if you're into antiques, check out our story on Antique Alley in the Weekender section. It's about an amazing little strip of Notre Dame Street that's paradise for anyone who likes antiques. The Gazette, the English language daily. If you're not already a subscriber, pick up a copy today.
Are they naked? Are they bare? When people see them, do they go, "Hi, my name is Peter Goldberg, owner of Bouclair, and until tomorrow, we pay all taxes on everything in store." Yes, all taxes. If your windows are naked and bare, shop Bouclair. Visit us at Bouclair.com.
There's always lots to do Saturday mornings, including enjoying a good breakfast, like the kind you get at Chez Carole. Your breakfast home away from home 6 days a week, including Saturday. Chez Carole on Bridge Street in Point St. Charles provides great breakfast, from petit déjeuner for as low as $1.50 to a full breakfast for just $2.95. It's comfortable, it's cozy, it's open. Saturday mornings from 5 a.m. to noon, and they're waiting for you. Chez Carole, 321 Bridge Street across from Club Price. Go on, you deserve it.
Before committing yourself to a serious relationship. Mm-hmm.
Did you know yogurt's made from active cultures?
Mm-hmm.
And do you know what that means?
Mm-mm.
It means it's alive.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. Yogurt's alive. And you know what happens when live things get in you, don't you?
Uh-uh.
They search for nourishment. In fact, right now, little yogurt parasites are stampeding through your system, attaching themselves to vital organs and leeching the life out of them. That cup of yogurt is eating you from the inside out, chewing on you from tongue to tailbone. That's why eating yogurt helps you lose weight. So go on. Have some cool, delicious yogurt. Yogurt, it's like swallowing a ravenous rat. Oh.
This message brought to you from the National Ice Cream Council, who urges you to stop eating yogurt because it's alive, and that's pretty icky.
Talk Radio 600 CIQC.
Some folks are born made to wave the flag. Ooh, they're red, white, and blue. And when the band plays Hail to the Chief, ooh, they point the cannon.
Hail to the Pete, and we're back on Travel World. Right. Our master, Monet, in the control booth. Hey, don't worry, Pete. Chad started somewhere, too, so we're...
And look where he is today.
That's right.
Best masseur in Montreal.
Massage.
I'm the master of disaster.
Well, we...
No, that's the chairman of Comair.
That would be the chairman of Comair, yes, yes.
You're talking about Comair as well. Checking on the internet, last night their flight to Boston was like 3.5 hours late. I guess they're starting a code share with Vermont Transit Lines. It's faster.
Or Marty, who is... the master of putting fish on hooks. So you would call him the master of. We won't say it on the
air. We'll say
the
word. One of the seven words you can't mention on the radio.
we were just baiting you there. Anyway, we have a special guest online with us, Kate Z, who wrote a book called Disappearing Windmills. Windmill, another nebulous connection with Holland, but I doubt the title is anything to do with that. At any rate, she has suffered some hardship in her life and has...
tremendously overcome it, and has taken onto the road and traveled, and is an inspiration to everyone who says, I can't do it, or I can't have to stay home.
I can't do that. I knew somebody, this is going back to our show with Nadine Davidson, who was never happy with what she had. She perfectly healthy, everything. She had all the advantages in life, people around her, and every little, it wasn't good enough. I don't like this.
Oh, yeah.
I don't like that. Well, you know, some people don't have it so good in life, you know? And you're going to have to make do with what you have. And people like this, people like Kate, really inspire you. Kate, welcome to Travel World.
Hi, thank you very much.
So, you're telling us about the Great Wall of China. Tell us about your book, first of all.
Well, the book is a book about my travels around the world. I've been to 50 countries, 24 in a wheelchair. The book is about 8 of those journeys in a wheelchair to the more exotic spots, Vietnam, Cambodia, Tanzania, the Amazon jungle, places like that, Nepal, India. And it also interweaves that with the story of issues we all face when we go through change in life. Like for mine, it was disability.
Mm-hmm.
It could be growing old or losing a spouse. It could be applied to any kind of change in life. We all face the same issues, identity crisis, how do I fit into society if they treat me differently now. And so interwoven with the travel stories is a point to each chapter of an issue we solve. So one chapter, one point, one country.
That sounds really fantastic. Now, you were not always in a wheelchair, from what I read here.
I can walk some. I can walk about 30 feet unassisted.
Wow. But you
don't do steps very well and quite unwillingly, but I can do them if I absolutely have to with little support.
No, yeah, of course. But when did this, was it young in life, early in life? When did this happen to you?
Actually, right in the middle of my life. 37 years old, I got MS and I had to quit my job in the emergency room. I was an emergency room doctor.
Mm-hmm.
and had to figure out what I was going to do with the rest of my life. I was still young and healthy. I mean, just because you're disabled doesn't mean you're ill. It means you're disabled.
Exactly.
And I wanted to travel. I said, oh, now I've got the time to travel. I took the advantage of the money I got from my pension and so forth and took off to see the world.
Did it take you long to overcome this? Some people wallow in their misery. You know, they just can't get past it.
About maybe 2 or 3 years until I discovered that I could travel. I kind of thought, oh, my goodness, I can't travel. It's been a passion all my life. And once I found that I could travel, I took a wheelchair tour of China and got up on the Great Wall and said, I can do this. If I can do this, I can do anything. And from then on, it was good.
That's got to be inspiring. Now, you don't often think about it. You know, you know, without thinking about it, we figured get a plane ticket, you board a plane, you go from here to there. How would you do that, wheelchair? What kind of arrangements would you have to be making? Let's say you want to go, you know, Air Canada to wherever.
Same way, except I would just tell them I'm in a wheelchair and would like assistance at the airports. Just book a ticket, and they just say I'm a wheelchair passenger. I'd like to go to the door of the plane in my wheelchair, and I want the wheelchair hopefully in the belly of the plane, not as luggage. And that's getting better. You used to have to check it as luggage and wonder where it was when you got to where you were going. But now they let you take it right up to the plane, and sometimes even on the plane, and store it so you have it right there when you get off the plane. It works out very well.
Right, that makes it a lot easier because up until a few years ago, a lot of lobbying efforts had to be undertaken before the major carriers became more receptive.
Oh yeah, it took a lot. There was a lot of they didn't like wheelchairs. They didn't like the trouble they made. They didn't like the storing them. And a lot of them got lost and banged up. I understand. In all my hundreds of thousands of miles of traveling, I've never lost a wheelchair. Never had one banged up or anything.
Well, that's good. You're lucky in that respect.
I'm still using the same one I used 8 years ago.
How would you do it, though? My friend Jeff in Ottawa, best friend in all the world, you know, you look up the word integrity, his picture's right there in the dictionary. But this particular guy, he's quadriplegic. He has to use an electric wheelchair to get around. How would somebody like this, you can actually walk a few steps, but how would he do something like this?
Boy, I'm not exactly sure how. What he would use is most likely he would use an aisle chair. He could transfer from his electric wheelchair to his aisle chair. That's a narrow chair that will fit down the aisles. Then hopefully somebody in the airliner will remember which seat has the aisle arm that lifts up so he can just slide over.
I see.
Unfortunately, most of the airline personnel are not aware on the aircraft they're on which one has this arm that lifts up, so there'll be some lifting and carrying on somebody's part.
So you'd have to book in advance. Steven, have you ever had requests?
There have been a few requests, mostly for wheelchair assistance and for passengers making a connection, and haven't had complaints back from any passengers who have requested that the airlines have not been receptive.
Oh, Air Canada is wonderful. We've traveled Air Canada, and they've been just great for us.
Well, we'll pass along your regards to Monique Couture-Simard.
And what we'll do is there are also companies with tours that cater specifically now to people in wheelchairs.
Oh, yes. My first trip was on a tour, to China. But I don't like the tours because, boy, you have seven people in wheelchairs. It takes 45 minutes to unload the bus, 45 minutes to load the bus. You waste an hour and a half of your day just getting off and on the bus at any destination. I now travel with a private car and driver and a guide, usually a driver, guide, and myself and a companion. And that makes it so I can go where I want to and kind of revise the schedule if I get too tired to do the day's activities. Like, say, let's do this tomorrow. I'll rest today and we'll do this tomorrow type of thing.
That allows you to
set... travel. And not that much more expensive because I go to third world countries where cars and drivers are pretty cheap.
And that allows you to set your own schedule, see what you want to see, and do it at your own pace.
Exactly. We could often let them show us what they want to show us, though, understanding them in a wheelchair, because we figured they know their country the best of all, what would most interest a tourist. I don't consider myself a tourist, I'm a traveler, but still, what would most interest someone who's never been there? And they do a pretty good job of hitting the major sites to see, and even some little out-of-the-way things I think might interest me.
What type of things do you enjoy seeing on a trip?
Oh, I like everything. Every trip has been different. I've been down the Amazon River and I hunted for alligators. Now that was fun. Caught one too.
Oh,
caught an alligator?
Mm-hmm.
It says here, in the water of the Amazon. What are you doing in the waters of the Amazon in a wheelchair?
Well,
water skiing.
You transfer to a boat and spend most of your time in a boat. It's so darn hot. You don't want to be in place on the shore. It's too hot. The only way to cool down is to be in a moving motorboat, but where the moving air cools you down a little bit. So you spend most of your time, all the time you possibly can, on the water. And so we went piranha fishing and ate them for lunch, and caught the caiman, went out for, at night for hunting caiman, and, you know, spent our time on boats exploring the jungles, you know, the jungles via boat on the river, little tributaries of the river. We even got one of the canoes one of the days and went out by ourselves, my companion and I, and we just rode down one of the tributaries and just to see what we could see.
Oh,
that sounds
unbelievable.
Like, that sounds like a real adventure. I don't know whether, you know, people who aren't in a wheelchair would be interested. You know, it takes special courage to go in there and do some of those things.
Well, I'm not a handicapped person who travels. I'm a traveler who happens to be handicapped.
That's the right way of thinking and looking at it.
It's amazing, you know, traveling like this takes a lot of guts, takes a lot of courage. You say you had to conquer your fear. Can you tell us a bit more about that?
Well, that was mostly in the Amazon. I had a chapter on the conquering fear in the Amazon. There's many forms of fear. And I finally realized that after I thought it over really carefully, that fear is mostly false evidence appearing real, like an anagram or not a mnemonic, F-E-A-R. And it's usually based on false evidence. You're afraid of things you don't know about, that you haven't seen, that you don't know. Once you establish the real facts, you don't have to be afraid anymore.
I think that's one of those things that people are just, they look at something that they have not tried and they aren't overly, you know, willing to just make that effort. And sometimes they try something and they find out they do like it.
Exactly, precisely.
There's a lot of able-bodied people out there who got to realize the same thing. You've got to try things.
Exactly.
Kate, can you hang on for a sec? Because we're going to take a break. But just before that, we promised Pete some pizza here. So we're going to actually order it on the air.
Oh, I wish I could share some with you.
Well, we'd send some down, yeah. I don't know if Pizza Danini will deliver it in 30 minutes. But
I don't think you can get down to Minneapolis area in 30 minutes
Pete,
or less.
Let's dial these people on the air. Let's find out what's going on. Here we go. Call them up. Good old pizza.
Get the dial tone. Well, we know that there's a.
We know there's
a little dial tone.
There we go. 383-6000. Pizza Danini.
Pizza Danini, bonjour. C'est Penny Vraison.
Yes, good morning. It's Stephen Pickford and Willem Backus calling from Travel World, AM 600 in Montreal.
Good morning.
Good morning. And I think we'd like to order a lunch treat, treat our Master Monet here behind in Master Control to some great Pizza Danini. So if you could send over 2 medium pepperoni pizzas.
Okay.
And 2 regular Pepsis and 2 Diet Pepsis.
Into diet. The only thing
packs.
I need from you is your phone number, please.
It's 790-0600.
0600. And this is 211 Gordon.
211 Gordon, third floor in beautiful downtown Verdun.
Okay.
Okay, stay on hold. Pete will give you the rest of the information, the codes and whatnot to get in. So hang on hold. Pete will take
and
care of that.
I'm looking forward to our great Pizza Danini lunch, 30 minutes or less. Call 383-6000. It's 1132 in Montreal. Coming up to lunchtime, real great Montreal-style pizza and a whole lot more from Pizza Danini, 383-6000.
We're nuts, Steve. Rocket, Steve. Rocket, Pete. Let's go.
Kiss me once. Kiss me twice.
AM 600 Montreal.
Are they naked? Are they bare? When people see them, do they go, "Hi, my name is Peter Goldberg, owner of Bouclair, and until tomorrow, we pay all taxes on everything in store." Yes, all taxes. If your windows are naked and bare, shop Bouclair. Visit us at Bouclair.com.
Take a one-hour vacation and soothe your body at Luxocor, mesotherapy at its finest. Enjoy a professional, therapeutic, Swedish, Californian, or stress-healing massage in a warm, inviting, upscale atmosphere given by a caring staff for whom your total comfort and well-being are of the utmost concern. Luxocor, 374-8181, open 7 days a week from 10 to 10 by appointment only. Your body deserves a break. Relax and enjoy at Luxocor today, 374-8181. Melt your cares away with Luxocor, 374-8181.
Make the most of the universe in Laval, Cafe Universe Resto Bar. There to enjoy 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Right there at 3453 Saint Martin West, corner of Chaminade Boulevard. Cafe Universe is more than a restaurant, more than a bar. It's a great place for a full meal from early breakfast to late dinner. For a middle of the night snack or a drink with the gang, anytime. Incredible desserts, by the way. Make your destination Cafe Universe, 3453 Saint Martin West, Chaminade Boulevard in Laval. Definitely in.
Did you ever think when you eat Chinese, it ain't pork or chicken but a fat Siamese? Yet the food tastes great so you don't complain, but that's not chicken in your chicken chow mein. Seems to me I ordered sweet and sour pork, but Garfield's on my fork. He's purring here on my fork. There's a cat in the kettle at the Peking Moon, the place that I eat every day at noon. They can feed you cat and you'll never know, once they wrap it up in dough, boys. They fry it real crisp in dough. Shaolin asked if I wanted more as he was dialing up his buddy at the old pet store. I said, not today, I lost my appetite. There's two cats in my belly and they want to fight. I was sucking on a Rolaid and a Tums or two, when I swear I heard it new, boys. And that is when I knew. There's a cat in the kettle at the Peking Moon, I think I gotta stop eating there at noon. They say that it's beef or fish or pork, but it's purring there on my fork. There's a hairball on my fork.
There's always lots to do Saturday mornings, including enjoying a good breakfast, like the kind you get at Chez Carole. Your breakfast home away from home, 6 days a week, including Saturday. Chez Carole on Bridge Street in Point St. Charles provides great breakfast, from petit déjeuner for as low as $1.50 to a full breakfast for just $2.95. It's comfortable, it's cozy, it's open. Saturday mornings from 5 a.m. to noon, and they're waiting for you. Chez Carole, 321 Bridge Street across from Club Price. Go on, you deserve it.
Via Rail is proud to be the official ground transportation carrier for Travel World's media correspondents. Business taking you to Toronto but tired of battling traffic on the 401, the confusion of Pearson Airport and high airfares? Next time, arrive refreshed and relaxed. Pamper yourself with Via One first-class service from downtown to downtown. A hot meal served at your seat, full stretch-out comfort that allows you to spend productive work time, not lose time en route. Via One, the way Montreal-Toronto travel was meant to be, from Via Rail, Canada's passenger train network.
The 39th anniversary sale continues here at Broye Martineau. I'm Lita Poulsen, broadcasting from 6700 Jean-Talouis in Saint-Leonard, corner Longelier. How you doing today? Drop on by. You're going to feel a lot better because we have the best products on the market at prices that defy the competition. Spacious stores to bring the whole family. They offer furniture, household appliances, electronics, all under one roof. Huge parking lot for you. And everyone here is ready for you and made up of professionals. The sales staff are amazing. Drop by and ask them some questions. Test them. And you pay only in April 2000 with no deposit, no payment, no interest, no hidden or extra charges. And don't forget at Broye Martineau Home Appliances, we have over 23 washer models available in store, starting at $489. Big promotion this weekend, $60 instant rebate on the GE large capacity washer with 7 washing programs, 3 temperature settings and water levels, and bleach dispenser for $499. Free service, free delivery done by the experts. And don't forget to ask about the extended maintenance service plan here at Broye Martineau, 6700 Jean-Talouis in St. Leonard.
This is Sharon Delaney at WKMG Channel 6 in Orlando, Florida. Keep listening for my exclusive Florida reports on Travel World with Stephen Pickford on CIQC.
CIQC.
Pickford, the hands of Pete, the master Monet behind the console. He did it, ladies and gentlemen. We ordered pizza on the air. We're nuts, Steve.
Yes, lots of nutty things going on, as always on Travel
World.
That's
why squirrels like us.
Yes.
Anyway, we're online with Kate Z, talking to us about her great courage and her travels around the world in a wheelchair, adapted transport and whatnot. Kate, tell us a little bit more about some of your travels. What's the most bizarre thing you've done besides catching an alligator in the Amazon?
Bizarre thing?
Yeah.
I guess traveling on an elephant to try to hunt for a tiger in India.
How do you sit with a wheelchair on an elephant?
You don't have to get on with the wheelchair. You,
okay.
Just wondering there.
You sit a nice little, you just sit down on top of the elephant and they got a little post to hang on to, and you just sit there and the elephant takes over from there. He eats my legs for me that day.
Oh, that's pretty good.
How fast does an elephant walk? Were you walking? Was it running?
Walking. Just we were searching for tigers. So we went into the savannah with the real high yellow grass. We're, of course, on the elephant. We're above all that, so we can see, and we're looking for motion. And we found a big paw print, about big as a dinner platter. It was huge. And the mahout got off the elephant. He slid down the elephant's trunk and looked at it really carefully, and then the elephant curled its trunk around him, lifted him back up onto its neck, and he said, "Yes, it's going this way." So we followed the trail for about an hour. And then all of a sudden the trail ran out.
Jeez.
And we went to turn around, and I looked behind us, and it was just because I thought I wanted to look back at where we'd been, and I swear I saw a flash of yellow. I would swear I saw a tiger.
He knew enough to get out of there.
That's for sure.
Yeah.
Pete does his elephant imitation all the time. He pulls his pockets out and tells everybody, "Want to see an elephant?" But that's Pete for you. And now for more routine things, we know that Via Rail is now adapting the trains for adapted transport. There's a section in some of the Via 1 cars where you can actually sit with your wheelchair, Steve.
Right. They have the, first of all, a means at stations to lift a wheelchair right directly in to the car on a even platform, and there's a space, a tie-down section for the wheelchair at the end of the Via 1 cars.
Mm. That's a luxury I don't enjoy overseas. In the third world countries, I don't travel by train because it's hard to get on them. I've been on two, but they were required a lot of assistance to get on them. I was on a toy train in India, and I was on a the other train. That little cable car that goes up Victoria Mountain or Victoria Hill to look out over Hong Kong Harbor. That was a battle to get on there because people are shoving and pushing to get on this little car. And my cane was a very effective weapon.
came in handy to sort of knock a path for yourself.
I was swinging my cane a little bit back and forth at a reasonable level, and somehow the passageway cleared so I could get on.
The facilities in many of these countries leave something to be desired sometimes.
Oh, yeah, I'm used to that. The old hole in the ground and so forth. But, I don't know, for me it works.
You went to the Taj Mahal. I see your picture in front of it and your book, Disappearing Windmills.
That was fun. That was, the Taj Mahal, to get into it where the tombs are and the fake tombs. They have fake tombs that are all equally beautiful. Of Shah Jahan and his wife, Mumtaz Mahal, the most beautiful woman in the world, according to him. We were carried up. The Indians are lovely about when you run into an obstacle, they run up to help you. I've been lifted on the boats in the Taj Mahal. There were two flights of stairs, and without even asking, a group of men just rush up. "Can we help you, ma'am? Can we help you?" And all of a sudden, the wheelchair gets hoisted up, and off we go, and up the stairs, and into the Taj Mahal. It worked out beautifully.
You come across sometimes when you travel these acts of kindness and hospitality that you often don't find at home.
Especially in India, the locals are wonderful, and they seem to be, I like traveling in a wheelchair, because unlike when I was traveling able-bodied, I meet the locals a lot more. They're curious about the wheelchair. You know, the American wheelchair over in the countries I go to is an unheard of luxury for most people, and they're curious about it, how it works. They come up and after they get over looking at the wheelchair, they start talking to me. Sometimes I use the guide as an interpreter, and sometimes we just pantomime. And I exchange information with the ladies on earrings. The kids like to touch my hair and clothes, and they like to touch, the little boys like to touch my the brakes of the wheelchair and see how that works. And, the moms just kind of come over and, you know, exchange, "Oh, I've got two earrings. You've got five. That's interesting." And, you know, we can all do this in pantomime.
play with the brakes on an incline. Yeah, that's a brilliant thing.
Oh! Oh, I'm sure the villagers would not let any harm come to me. They're pretty good about that. We got stuck in mud one time, and then it was about ten men jumped forward to get me out of the mud.
Well, that's good. At least I hope you don't get the Mississippi treatment. You know, Mississippi, where they stop your car and one guy's talking to you, four guys take your tires off and leave you on blocks.
Not at all. They're very charming people. I've been to India four times now, and I keep going back because I like it so much there. They're so nice to us, and we get to see everything. We just go everywhere in India and just have a wonderful time.
Is there one area of the world, you've been to 50 countries, is there one area of the world that you haven't been to that you would like to travel to?
I'd like to go to Sulawesi, I guess it's called. It's in Indonesia somewhere, and it's supposed to be, I talked to another traveler who said it's the most beautiful place she'd been. And it's famous for its tombs. Apparently the people have their tombs in a cliffside, and they have their effigies outside so you can see what they look like. It's supposed to be very beautiful, and I'd like to go to Sulawesi.
So your travels tended to be, the places you liked the most tended to be the Asian subcontinent and Far East Asia.
Actually, it is, yeah. I've been through most of Indochina, and I really do enjoy it over there.
Wow.
It's so different. I like to see differences. I don't like to go to Europe and say, I see America in a foreign language. I want to see McDonald's. I don't want to see, Kentucky Fried. I want to see a water oxen pawing a rice field type of thing.
A totally different experience. Now, where can somebody get your book and learn more both about your travels but also the inspirational side of your journey?
Well, they can order the book through an 800 number, which is good in Canada.
Okay, that number would be?
1-800. I don't know if you dial a 1 before 800 over there, up there. 800-882-3273.
Okay, 1-800-882-3273.
Right, and I'm also on Amazon.com. They put me up a nice, pretty web page on their Amazon.com site. So people can read an excerpt from the book and an interview with me and a little description of the book. And I'm also on BarnesandNoble.com.
Sounds like a...
Not hard to find a copy of the book and learn about not just overcoming adversity in travel, but looking at life from a brighter perspective.
Oh, I have a lot of fun. I really, the travel, and I have a good life. I have a good life. That's all I can say. I couldn't ask more of my life than I'm getting right now.
Sounds like you're having a lot of fun out there. Kate Z, thanks for joining us this morning on Travel World.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure. Thank you for having me.
Love to have you back. And after the break, some more wrap-ups, some press releases. Pete, roll it.
You need Chad.
Baby, I'm not.
Chad.
Way down inside, honey, you need
Chad.
I'm gonna give you my
Chad.
I'm gonna give you my
Chad.
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 Chad. Chad. Chad. Chad.
Uh-oh, this is your last Chad.
Chad.
AM600 Montreal.
When it comes to your favorite brand names and finding the very best, Cavendish Mall is where to shop this season. Cavendish Mall, where you'll find a unique choice for all your wants and needs. Huge playground, restaurants, cinemas, and stores. Cavendish Mall in Côte Saint-Luke, 26 years of comfort and convenience.
Before heading off on your next trip, head off to Jet Setter. Jet Setter is Montreal's travel accessory center with the largest selection of travel accessories in Eastern Canada. Everything that you could possibly want relating to travel, all in one location. Money belts, water purifiers, miniature binoculars, travel irons, guidebooks and maps, plus converters and adapters for all your electrical needs, including computers. What's more, you'll find every imaginable kind of rolling luggage, including duffel bags, knapsacks and travel packs from such name brands as Tumi, Travel Pro, Skyway, Lusportsak, Kipling, Timberland, Eagle Creek, Briggs & Riley, and more. At Jet Setter, I found you don't pay more for quality and personal service. In fact, you'll save with Jet Setter, and GST is included in every price you see. Jet Setter, Montreal's Travel Accessory Center, 66 Laurier West between Clark and Saint-Urbain. Telephone 271-5058.
It's been a long winter, so join Sears Furniture and Appliances stores in a spring celebration. This weekend only, April 24th and 25th, all furniture and sleep sets are on sale. Plus, use your Sears card and don't pay for one full year on approved credit. Other finance offers available. Details in store.
Visit one of the 22 furniture and appliances stores across Canada, including the St. Bruno location at 1155 des Promenades.
Tonight on ABC, a true story based on every headline from today's front page. David Hasselhoff.
Say, are you using that spoon?
He's a homosexual, cocaine-addicted high school football coach accused of molesting runaway cheerleading. Christy McNichol.
Are you using that knife?
She's a battered lesbian wife, high-class hooker by day, subway vigilante by night. Now, they're together on a plane headed for divorce court in Reno when suddenly...
He's got a gun!
They're hijacked to the Philippines by fanatic Libyan terrorists with AIDS.
Kiss me.
Yes, every fear you've ever had relentlessly exploited for 27 consecutive nights as only network television can. ABC proudly presents Lust for Ratings, the true story of today's most sensitive issues, transformed into television trash.
Go for the prices, stick around for the service. That's the invitation from Golf USA, Canada's golf store. Enjoy real pro shop atmosphere without pressure. Golf novice or close to pro, you'll find just what you need in their huge choice of shoes, clothing, accessories, equipment from all the big names, and you'll find experts on hand to help you. They even have a swing analysis service. Golf USA, easy to reach from Highway 13 or 15, right across from Carrefour Laval on Boulevard Daniel Johnson. And it's an incredible place to golf shop, so go for it, Golf USA.
Are you tired of being held hostage to the airline's demands to stay over a Saturday night and reserve 2 weeks in advance just to get a reasonable airfare? Fed up with paying $1,000 or more on your business trips to the United States? Now there's an answer to every business traveler's dream with Zagory Travel's USA on business fares to over 50 key business centers throughout America. Reserve up to 3 days in advance, stay just 2 days, not requiring a Saturday, and count the savings. $395 plus taxes to Los Angeles, for instance, compared to over $2,000 plus taxes normally applicable without that obtrusive Saturday night stayover. You don't sacrifice comfort or convenience either, flying with one of America's top five flag carriers with full in-flight service, seat selection, and frequent flyer mileage. Call a corporate travel specialist at Zagory Travel in Dollard today, 626-3132, to find out how you can shave your travel budget by up to 75%. Your next business trip to the USA should begin with a call to Zagory, 626-3132.
Are they naked? Are they bare? When people see them, do they go, "Hi, my name is Peter Goldberg, owner of Bouclair, and until tomorrow, we pay all taxes on everything in store." Yes, all taxes. If your windows are naked and bare, shop Bouclair. Visit us at Bouclair.com.
Hi, this is Vic Phillips. You're listening to Montreal's only travel show, Travel World, on AM 600, Canada's first station, CIQC.
CIQC.
Welcome back to Travel World. Willem Backus, Stephen Pickford, and our master painter, Pete Monet, behind the console.
A lot of things going on this week. First announcement, it's coming up on the 1st of May is the annual ball of the German Society of Montreal at the Marriott Chateau Champlain. And it's celebrating the theme this year, the 10th anniversary of the Friendship and Cooperation Agreement between Quebec and Bavaria. They expect around 300 guests. And celebrating the common elements, promoting both Quebec and Bavaria, from agriculture to high-tech economy and the aerospace, telecommunication, and information technologies.
And tonight at the Rock Quest, we have Rough Edge playing a tribute to AC/DC tonight. Get your tickets.
And you're going to be on the stage.
Well, I do play rock and roll guitar, so.
Well, the invitations to attend the German Society Ball, tickets are $150 for adults, $75 for students under 30. And for information, you can call Renee Taylor at 450 465-0872. There'll be an orchestra with a European and North American ballroom dancing. They should have you on center stage.
Yes, yes.
Professional and folkloric dance presentations and a main door prize of two business class tickets to Germany, compliments of Lufthansa, and a special Bavarian souvenir will be awaiting every guest. That's next Saturday,
Pete
May the
happy.
1st.
I think the pizza's arrived. Not the pizza.
No.
Guy.
Oh, he's just thinking
Why
about
he happy?
The.
He's thinking about pizza.
He's thinking about pizza, thinking about the.
Why is Pete happy?
I finally went to the bathroom.
Okay.
Oh, well.
Small pleasures.
Yes, small pleasures for some people, yes.
You remember that time that Lance in the past was behind the console? He had to go to the bathroom, and he punches in the computer. There's a computer where Pete can type in, where we can read it. And he punches into Keith Randall, who was on the air at the time, and he says, may I go to the bathroom? And Keith looks at him like, why don't you just go? And so he looks at him, and then he types in the next line. He goes, please. So Keith holds up his coffee cup and says, here.
Here's something interesting. The Louisiana Bikini Open will be held in Carencro, Louisiana at the fairgrounds.
Saint Chad.
Well, that's what I was thinking. And it's going to be held in mid-June. Date still to be announced, but they're looking for entries. And you can email at PIKA, P-I-K-A 75 at AOL.com.
In the Louisiana Bikini Open.
Oh, yes.
Eli ought to hear about this.
Oh, yes. A good time to go down to Louisiana before it gets into a hot, hot humidity season. The Quality Hotel, Dorval Airport on 7700 Côte-de-Liesse. That's the home of the Travel Media Association of Canada Montreal chapter, which meets regularly.
You mean the Travel World chapter.
Yeah, the Travel World. Everyone seems to be related somehow to the program. But they're having putting together a package, accommodation for two, breakfast buffet the next morning for two, and a choice of one massage. California.
What?
Yes.
No.
California or Swedish. $60 for the second massage. Yeah, the pricing seems right. From now through December 99, the Royal Relaxation Weekend for $165 Canadian plus tax per room per night. And the number for that is 1-800-228-5151.
Two massages.
Yes, and that's the...
That's probably what Chad is. He's busy working. Massage depot.
Be hired at the Quality Hotel Dorval Airport, which they also have new one-bedroom, fully furnished kitchenettes, and they have the Jardin de Pavillon restaurant, and... in the kitchenette, they have microwave, toaster oven, coffee maker, refrigerator, utensils, minibar. It's only $10 a night over the applicable daily rate, catering to the business travelers in the Saint-Laurent and Dorval area. The Quality Hotel Dorval Airport on Côte-de-Liesse. Also, U.S. Airways has been named number one in airline quality. So, you know, number one, U.S. Air, number 97, Comair. U.S. Airways was ranked number one in the annual airline quality rating study released by the Frank Barton School of Business at Wichita State University and by the University of Nebraska at Omaha Aviation Institute, ranking the North America's largest airlines on an analysis of performance-based data. And they quote here, U.S. Airways President and Chief Executive Officer Rakesh Gangwal as being one of the leaders behind the refocus of U.S. Airways over the past few years to an on-time performance record.
Rakesh Gangbanger?
No. Rakesh Gangwal. Okay. I don't know what he does in his private life. creating the new low-cost Metro Jet service.
Member of L'Orage.
And maybe he comes here and thinks, do fares. That's what they book L-class for, inventory on U.S. Air.
Yes. The general debauchery section where you like to sit.
New Airbus aircraft coming into the fleet at 3 per month. And they've serviced 21 cities now after only 10 months of starting up their new low-cost service, Metrojet, which can be really an inspiration for the new discount service being planned by Kenny, starting up a new discount carrier. And of course, when you look at fares Montreal-Toronto for $600, there is room in Canada for a Southwest Airlines type operation.
That would be great. Pete, you said the pizza, are they here?
It'll be here in 2 minutes. They called to let us know the delivery guy's on the way.
Well, I hope he comes up here in time.
Yeah, so we can talk to him on the air.
Make sure Mark doesn't intercept them.
Sure. Run interference.
Sparky.
Well, where's George Murray of the Alouettes when you need him?
Make sure Elliot Price gets pizza, though. Friend of the show.
He gets a piece.
Absolutely.
And talking about another friend of the show as well, Neil Drabkin called me this week and was relating some of his experiences on flying Air Transat. He checked in for a flight a couple of weeks ago, went to Mirabel, and they just matter-of-factly said, we're leaving 2.5 hours late. And he said, well, why? We're leaving already, 10:30 at night. We're going to leave at 1 in the morning. And they said, everyone seemed like par for the course. Like, 2 hours late, that's just, operating on Transat time, you know?
That was like the time I took Capital Air Express going down to Florida in 1994. Holy macaroni. We were scheduled to leave at 10 in the morning. It left at 11 p.m., and then we had to still get drive up to Jacksonville. Hey, Elliot, how you doing?
And charter flights, just seem to have, you know, charter being a synonym for unreliable, you know, might leave someday, sometime. And fan of the charter carriers.
Hey, Elliot, we met Manoush at the ballgame. Elliot's father, anyway.
Everyone seems to be connected, you know. You meet this guy, you meet that guy. Everyone seems to have some relation to somebody. I think, you know, we can find a connection between no matter what. And, of course, another hour comes to an end here on Travel World.
Well, of course, the other connection being the Peking Cat song was a parody of a Cat Stevens. And, of course, Cat Steven.
Yes, and I own a cat. Yes, well, you're really searching to find a connection that way. Next week, we'll be celebrating our 100th episode of Travel World, 2 years on the air here on AM 600, and coming to you from the Cortina Inn down in Rutland, Killington, and visiting some of the museums and attractions down in southern Vermont. That'll be next Saturday from 11 to noon, a celebration of 2 years of Travel World.
Yeah, welcome. So, an hour over already, Steve.
Yeah, time
to... Can't wait to get to Vermont.
Vermont next Saturday, and some of the great food down there, and time to chow down into our Pizza Doniti, which should be arriving in the next couple of minutes.
Yeah, that's for sure. And tonight, of course, the party for the Queen's birthday of the Netherlands. It's here at Cotelies. And for those of you who are headbangers, who are not Dutch, you can go to RockQuest and watch ACDC.
Have a lot of fun. Just like the fun we'll have next Saturday, 11 to noon, here on Travel World on AM 600 CIQC.
Roll it, Pete. I could be right, I could be wrong.
It hurts so bad, it's been so... I'm Gord Logan.